October 14th, your man of lawlessness. Let no one deceive you in any way, for that day will not come unless the rebellion comes first, and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the son of destruction, who opposes and exalts himself against every so-called god or object of worship, so that he takes his seat in the temple of God, proclaiming himself to be God. 2 Thessalonians 2, 13 through 15. My good friend, Dr. James Spinotti of Portsmouth, Ohio, is the author of a number of excellent Bible commentaries. In his commentary on 2 Thessalonians, Dr. Jim points out that whenever the Apostle Paul speaks about the temple of God, he is never referring to the temple in Jerusalem, but to the temple of the Spirit, which is the physical body of the believer. An outstanding observation. Taking this approach to today's reading, we can only conclude that the man of lawlessness or sin mentioned in this passage is not a political or religious leader, but rather the old man that we once were, taking control of our lives again and putting himself on the throne of our personal temple in place of our Father God. Question to ponder. Do you live your life for Christ in such a way that you would know if the man of lawlessness reseated himself on the throne of your life? Ask God to do whatever needs to be done to remain on the throne in your temple of the Holy Spirit.